Our scripture reading this morning is Mark chapter 6, verse 30 to verse 44. You'll find this in your pew Bibles on page 1070. Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, and verse 30. It's one of the great miracle accounts that's found in all four of the Gospels, and it really holds a unique place. Jesus has concluded by this point his public ministry in Galilee, where he was calling people to himself, and now he gathers them as the Messiah in the wilderness. The four different Gospels have sort of different angles on it. Here in Mark's Gospel, the particular angle is the Messiah who fulfills the prophecy. You'll see this in verse 34. He had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and so he gathered them to himself. It's a wonderful picture for us. Jesus has taken us under his saving care. He is determined to meet all of our needs. Our greatest needs are the redemption of our souls from sin. Now, these people also had the need of food. And the large crowds there, the disciples actually had been trying to go on retreat, but the people were following Jesus. And so the disciples said, well, Lord, you need to send them away because it's time for them to go eat. We don't have food. And Jesus says, you feed them. And they don't have the resources to do that. Now, here we have a display of the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ as he multiplies five little loaves and two little fish, and he's going to feed 5,000 men, probably 20,000 total, you add in their wives and the children. This is the Creator, the very one we're studying in Genesis, the very one who is worthy of our praise. You know, people will always be saying, enemies of the deity of Christ, that this is a doctrine developed in the fourth century by power group male leaders in smoke-filled rooms, hardly the depiction of what the early church was actually about. It was more like caves and places of persecution and prison cells. But no, they did not invent the deity of Jesus at the Council of Nicaea. Nor, as they will say, the deity of Jesus, it relies upon just a few verses with obscure Greek renderings. No, the entire New Testament is overwhelming of it. Here, just these miracles, just Jesus having five little loaves, two little fishes placed in his hands, and by the power that is in him, he exercises his ministry, and the many are fed. Only God can do that. What an encouragement for us in our prayer. He is able to do, what does Paul say, far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to his power at work among us. It's a great passage on ministry. That's the particular angle in John's Gospel. It says that Jesus was testing there. How are we going to be used and our fellow Christians for the extension of the eternal kingdom of God? How are our offerings that we just made really going to count for anything? Well, let's do this. Let's put them in the hands of Jesus. Let me bring my sermon and consecrate it to him, and your hearing of the sermon. And mothers, as you sit at the kitchen table trying to lead your children into your holy faith, and men in the workplace trying to witness to others, what do we have that can meet those needs? Well, let's put it into Jesus' hands. And then I notice that it is not before, but it is as his people are acting in faith, as they are distributing what he has called them to give, that the miracle takes place. So it will be for us. Well, I could go on and on, but I dare not. With all these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, verse 30 of Mark's Gospel, chapter 6. The apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in a boat to a desolate place by themselves. Now, many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, this is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. But he answered them, you give them something to eat. And they said to him, shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat? And he said to them, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. And when they had found out, they said, five and two fish. And then he commanded them, all to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups by hundreds and by fifties. And taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. And he divided the two fish among them all. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. And those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.